People along the Oregon coast ran for their lives on Sunday to escape an imaginary tsunami. Local, state, and federal emergency management agencies hatched the idea for a 5K fun run and walk along an actual tsunami evacuation route in Cannon Beach. The event was an example of trying to inject some levity into the serious business of disaster readiness. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
How's this for motivation? The race starter tells runners and walkers assembled on the beach to pretend there's a 40-foot wave at their back. And then...
Okay, here we go. Ready? One, two, three, go!
With that, a mixture of locals and visitors head down the hard-packed sand and then turn up into the hills behind the oceanfront hotels and cottages of Cannon Beach. This is the inaugural Race the Wave 5K. A runner who works for the Federal Emergency Management Agency's regional office hatched the idea for a race along an evacuation route. Ryan Ike of Seattle says it's about inspiring people to practice and create muscle memory.
We've seen these maps and we put these really beautiful things together, and you're looking at it on a table and you think, okay, I could run from here to here. That's not that far. But then you get to the bottom of the hill and you realize I have only a few more minutes and I got to get this much further, and I have my kids or I have my bags or I have all this stuff with me. How would you do that?
FEMA and Oregon Emergency Management approached Cannon Beach to host the first of what they hope will be many races. Here, the finish line is at an emergency supply cache on high ground about 3/4 of a mile inland from the ocean. After a big earthquake, townspeople and tourists are supposed to evacuate to here by foot, not by car. Emergency planners assume the big one will buckle roads, topple trees, and bring down power lines. The time to beat to get to higher ground for most people along the northwest coast is about 15 to 25 minutes. This assumes the source of the tsunami waves is the dangerous Cascadia Fault Zone offshore. Race winner Jason Yenchpal finished with minutes to spare.
I'm really happy with that, but it's a great event. Get the people out here running this so they're more familiar with it for sure.
A little further back in the field, runner Nancy Tai of Seattle was less certain she would have survived.
You know, I might could swim the last few feet to safety, so.
Tai says she loves going to the beach. She planned this visit specifically to participate in the tsunami evacuation run.
Heard about this race at the Red Cross. One of our coworkers was saying, oh, there's this great race you should go down. Perfect weekend to come down and learn about tsunami preparedness.
Tsunamis can also come ashore from distant corners of the Pacific. In that case, there's longer lead time to get away from the water. Earlier in the weekend, emergency planners from Oregon, Washington, and the nation's capital compared notes on fun or creative ways to engage people. Althea Rizzo is an earthquake and tsunami program coordinator for the state of Oregon.
If people get scared about cascading, if they get scared of tsunamis, they become fatalistic. There's nothing I can do, but there's nothing further from the truth.
Rizzo says the weekend fun run represents the opposite of an eat-your-vegetables approach.
There is a common thread in risk messaging that you don't hit them with a lot of negatives. You offer them a way out of a situation, and you give them the tools that they need.
The enormity of the task facing planners like Rizzo is evident when you consider that 20,000 people might be in harm's way on a sunny summer weekend just in Cannon Beach. Fewer than 100 practiced the escape route during the inaugural tsunami fun run.
Good job, Casey!
To reach younger people, Rizzo worked this year with a publisher on an earthquake preparedness comic book. And in less than 2 weeks, Eugene will be the scene of a different disaster prep race. In this one, contestants compete to move disaster relief supplies by cargo bike. I'm Tom Bonsi in Cannon Beach, Oregon.